one day when I walked in, I saw the bodies by the fireplaces in the ballroom.
I believe there were drag marks, blood drag marks from each of them to the point where they were left.
In December 1971, in a mansion on a hill in a wealthy New Jersey suburb where nothing bad is ever supposed to happen, police discovered 5 bodies. A mother and her 3 children lined up on sleeping bags in the mansion's ballroom. The grandmother in her apartment upstairs.
The mass murder of an innocent family 50 years ago forever shook this quiet town. It also sparked one of the strangest and most frustrating manhunts our country has ever seen. One that would carry on nearly 2 decades. The man they were chasing after? The father, John Amel List.
John List was a seemingly average accountant and Sunday school teacher. But he was also plotting a ruthless, unimaginable crime. He believed the only way to save his family from damnation was to slaughter them all.
Oh my God. Every man I know would die for their kids. Wow. Now, his wife, she had a lot of issues, but still, you know, care for her, won't kill her. And for murdering your mother. How do you, oh my God. How do you do that?
I was just curious because I just cannot imagine someone doing what he did, claiming that God told him to do it, and then stay in the same house, you know, tidy them up in the ballroom of the house.
This is a story of pride and pain, impossible cruelty, and bottomless evil.
It's about the lengths people will go to keep up with the Joneses, and whether you can ever really know your neighbor.
It's the story of the ultimate escape, a man who slipped out of one identity and into another entirely.
And it's about a crime that, even a half century later, still haunts the nightmares of the people who lived through it.
After he killed them all and left, I was always so scared he was gonna come back and get me. Isn't that crazy? I always thought that.
For NJ.com and the Star Ledger, I'm Jessica Remo.
And I'm Rebecca Everett. This is Father Wants Us Dead, the story of the John List murders and the fight to capture one of the most notorious killers our country has ever seen.
A man who meticulously planned and executed what he thought was the perfect crime. Until he finally met his match. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.